Okay, let's move on. We could go down this road all day.
Oh my goodness.
Let us welcome to the show this morning somebody who I've met once or twice on these amazing trips I've been lucky enough to go along on. And she is an absolute maven in the travel business. She's the managing director of development promotions, preferred partner of travel.co.za and Tourvest Travel Services, who of course bring you what we do here every 2 weeks. Jackie Adamy has been at development promotions for 37 years, but she looks like she's 23, so I don't know if she gets that right. She started as an employee and liked it so much that she now owns the business. How's that, huh?
She was sitting
there listening to all the shit we were talking about women, and she was just laughing, which proves that she's not bothered by stupid men like us. Mm. So, Jackie, nice of you to come walking into the lion's den. How are you?
Fine, Gareth. I learned so much this morning, actually, in five minutes.
I know. Yeah. Listen, I'm so happy to have you here because I know that you guys have got lots of really interesting stuff to tell us about what you do at Development Promotions. I want you to tell us about cruising on ships, the airline partnerships you have, all this cool stuff. And we'll get to that in a second. But how did you go from employee to owning the business? That's quite cool. That's a hell of a story. Tell us.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So it is a strange story. I had a gap year after I left school, and my mom phoned me and said, right, you're coming home now and you need to start doing something. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've traveled, so I may as well go into travel.
Sure.
And so I did a travel course, ended up in this company called Development Promotions, which has absolutely no travel meaning.
Yeah.
Development
promotion. I mean, it sounds like something that they're construction or something.
Yes. Mm. A lot of people have, do you sell bolts? No. Do you, you know? So it really was quite weird. Went into the business, and actually it was part of TFC Tours, which was many, many years ago, where they did cruising to nowhere and quite bizarre things. And ironically enough, the company was formed by TFC Tours because they used to import things from the Far East and use Development Promotions' name
as a vehicle
to transport whatever they transported.
Well, first of all, I think it's fascinating that there are people, and it says something for people who are prepared to get into a career and really figure out every aspect of that. Because the one thing that I think a lot of young people who may be listening to us now are going to be mind blown by is the fact that you have worked at this business for 37 years. You're now an owner, so it obviously changes things, and you have been for some time. But 37 years, that's a career that takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of discipline, and it means that you're in it to win it.
Correct.
Which is why so many people who expect overnight success don't get it, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So I think that's worth commenting on.
Yeah, it was great. And you know, Gareth, I think the nicest thing is I pretty much went from one department to another department to another department. And when you have been entrenched in every part of the business, you really have a good idea of what you would do or what you wouldn't do, and you just grow with it.
And you can tell when other people aren't doing 100%. Their work, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Trying to pull the wool over your eyes, and you're like, no, once I did that, I know that you're
absolutely
not.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I love this. So it's you and two of your business partners, Robin and Jane, and what do you do now compared to what Development Promotions used to do?
I think we've kind of found a niche in what we're good at.
Uh-huh.
Whereas DP many years ago, we dabbled in a lot of different travel products.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing when I was in the sales side that didn't quite work for people because they actually didn't really know what we did.
Mm.
And so my focus was, let's decide what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to be good at and focus on that. And that's how the cruising came into being with us. So we decided let's really put a lot of effort into our cruising. No one really did it at the time, bar another company. And that's what we became known for. We concentrated on one part of the business and grew it. Yes, we have other parts, but that was a big part of our business.
I think that you get two kinds of people when it comes to a cruise ship. You get people who absolutely love it and think it's the best way to travel. And they will they will do all the different cruises all over the world, and they will rave about it and say, oh, I got to see 26 countries in 10 days, or I got to unpack my suitcase once and not have to worry about it ever again. And it was the most awesome thing ever. And whoever I was with, we had the best time. And then you will get those people who go, I went on a ship once and it was the most horrible experience of my life and I'll never do it again. Do you think that there's any way to bring that latter crowd into the former crowd? And how come those people that I mentioned at the beginning, how come do some people just get convinced and converted into cruises and they just love it all their lives?
Yeah, it's a great question. I do think you get cruise people and you get non-cruise people. I think it's quite a specific part of travel that maybe not everybody loves. But for me, a big part of cruising is if you do not put the person on the right cruise, they're never going to cruise again. Uh-huh. That for me is really a big seller. You really have to identify what somebody likes. Hmm. And when you put them on the right cruise, because today there's so many different types of cruises.
Yeah.
Adults only cruises, small ships, big ships, depending where they want to go, what is the facilities on the ships, what it really is quite a.
So you wouldn't want to put Jack on a cruise with a bunch of retired Americans.
Correct.
From Miami, who are all
kill me now.
It's exactly.
But he might really like the adults only cruise.
See,
exactly.
With an age restriction at the top,
or that one where you pay all your drinks are included.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm. I mean, if you had to look at Jack, would you go on Holland, which is a great cruise? It's long versus Virgin Voyages. Virgin screams sexy.
Yeah.
Screams adults.
The problem is I'd be afraid that the cruise might not go all the way. You know, virgins.
Well, after your whole conversation this morning, I'm not quite sure.
All right. So how are South Africans when it comes to cruising? Are we good? Because I mentioned Americans. Americans love it.
Yeah, they do.
And Europeans are used to it because it's been going on for 100 years in Europe. But South Africans, we only know a little bit about cruising, and usually it's like when Kurt Darren is advertising something on TV, and God bless you, Kurt, we don't have a problem with you. Or it's like Fresh and Euphonics cruises where everyone got drunk. But there are really smart, amazing, and high quality, high level kind of 6-star cruise options available too. Do South Africans know about those?
Yeah, I think the cruise business has grown substantially. If I have a look at our bookings, and particularly after COVID, which is quite bizarre.
I know. Because the cruise industry took a major knock.
100%. Mm-hmm. Right. 100%. Yeah. And particularly our luxury cruising has grown unbelievably.
Okay.
So people are happy to spend money. And a lot of the time they're spending money on cabins that are outside balcony cabins as opposed to inside cabins. So what they're wanting is a lot more luxury than what they've wanted before. But I also think families are starting to identify with cruising.
Oh, nice. Mm. Okay, so what are the popular cruise destinations or ships for South Africans?
So I still would say the Med is always been our most popular from South Africa.
Sure.
And I think it's just because you get there quickly. It's easy to get there. People are familiar with it. And you can see so many places in such a short amount of time. Yeah. And, you know, we do say you unpack once. Well, you do. It is stress-free. If you've got kids, it's stress-free. You're there. Mm. You arrive. You go and see what you need to see. Get back on the ship. So much to do. So I think that's become aware in people. And to go on holiday, you do want a stress-free holiday. You don't want to worry about, is your transport there? Mm. How much does it cost? So and I think as well, Gareth, it's the value. The value that you get in a cruise. So I did a rough estimate of an 8-day holiday.
Okay.
Okay. For August, high season.
Okay.
So we did an 8-day cruise and I did an 8-day holiday package. It incorporates Rome, it incorporates Greece, it incorporates Croatia. So pretty much the same itinerary.
Okay.
If I look at the cruise, remember your cruise, you've always got added added in benefits. So you can get a premium package included in the price. You can get specialty dining. You can get Wi-Fi, etc. So your entertainment, your accommodation, everything. So we took a whole 8-day versus 8-day land. Our 8-day cruise worked out to about 40,000 rand
okay.
mm-hmm. per person. And if I looked at the land, it came to about 61,000. That's becoming quite real out there. And I think people are understanding how cost-effective cruise is.
Wow. Okay.
Because you have so much included.
Mm.
I also do think cruising has become understanding. I think it used to always be no one can afford a cruise. People had this perception that cruising was expensive.
Mm.
It's really not. You know, we've got entry cruise coming in at 13,500 for 8 days.
Wow. Okay. Well, tell me about some of these specials, because I don't want to run out of time before you've given us some of these. Explain some of these packages you've got with travel.co.za, by the way. You can go and check them out.
Everything's travel.co.za.
Right.
So I've broken it up into, so if we've got an entry level cruising, we do an 8-day Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming at about 13,500 per person.
Very good value.
Which is great value. Got one flight into Dubai, you do an 8-day, get back, fly back.
Amazing. What, like Persian Gulf?
So it does, Abu Dhabi, it does Muscat, does.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Okay. Yeah. And I think the history there, you spoke about history. What a phenomenal way to see these places. Then you can do river cruise markets. That's also quite popular for December. We have an A Rosa ship. And that comes in at around 21,000.
Sure.
And that is a 5-night cruise. On that, children under 15 on certain decks go in free of charge. So there's always some added value, added benefit that
this
we
is with the family thing, is it? Correct. You mentioned, right.
Yes. Mm. So river cruising. Then there's always one big thing for us, which is a big seller, is your bucket list. What is your bucket list?
Sure. I mean, I've been lucky to travel to a whole lot of places, but I'm kind of I'm interested in Scandinavia.
Okay.
I think that would be fun.
So, perfect. So, our bucket list is Northern Lights.
Mm.
People love the Northern Lights. So, we have a product called Hurtigruten. We never market it as Hurtigruten. No one knows. No one cares. Put Northern Lights in there.
And they get it.
Yeah. You get it. So we have a Northern Lights 7 days coastal cruise at 21,700.
Doable.
That is doable.
You know,
and
that
your
is.
Chances of seeing the Northern Lights when you're on a cruise versus land
absolutely
is much better. Mm-hmm. It's much your light is
just
there.
Just bribe the captain, get a bit closer.
Exactly. And usually what they do is they'll phone you at 2 a.m, your cabins, and say, "It's here. Get up on deck."
Right.
So that's
I mean that is really a bucket list thing. I love that.
That really is, yeah.
How about the very high end stuff?
So there we have we've still got our adults only cruise Virgin, which comes in at 30,000.
Now, what does that mean? Just no kids on board?
No, no.
So like it doesn't mean you've got women running around topless.
No,
damn it!
You may have. You may okay, have. Well, after like, a night
why
of drinking.
Would you pop my bubble like
that? That was the only reason I suggested that for Jack. But all right, okay.
But you never know. And then on our luxury expedition, that's another one that's very popular, is we have a cruise liner Pennant, which is ultra luxury, small. So people like small. Mm. They don't necessarily like
the 5,000,
6,000.
Yeah.
And they love the Antarctic.
Oh,
so we
wow.
do a fantastic cruise for the Antarctic, but there you're looking at 240,000 rand.
Yeah, but I mean, how many people get to say they've been to all six continents?
100%. You know? Mm. So that's a 10-night cruise through the Antarctic and phenomenal.
7 continents. Sorry, got that wrong. I know, because someone's going to correct me in the comment section. All right. So listen, if we want more info, go to travel.co.za. And Jackie, really, I mean, it sounds like you are the expert in this field. It's so nice to have you here to tell us this stuff.
Yeah. This
and I'm
great.
So impressed with these prices. I had no idea. I honestly thought, you're going to be in for at least 50, 60 grand. And then you've just given us some examples.
Absolutely.
Of a really good value for money.
Yep.
100%.
I love it.
Great.
All right. Nice to see you. And thank you very much for coming to us. That is Jackie Adamy. She's, of course, the Managing Director of Development Promotions. And they are a preferred partner of travel.co.za. Go and look at travel.co.za for more on these brilliant deals that she's just mentioned now and all kinds of other dream holidays. We'll be back in just a moment with Timothy Maurice. I'm very excited about that, too. Wow. We're having a busy Wednesday morning.